And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 13th of October. Decolonize your diet. Plant-based Mexican-American recipes for health and healing by Luz Calvo and Catriona Rueda Esquivel was published on this day in 2015. More than just a cookbook, Decolonize Your Diet redefines what is meant by traditional Mexican food by reaching back through hundreds of years of history to reclaim heritage crops as a source of protection from modern diseases. Authors Luz Calvo and Catriona Rueda Esquivel are life partners, and when Luz was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006, they both radically changed their diets and began seeking out recipes featuring healthy vegetarian Mexican foods. They promote a diet that is rich in plants indigenous to the Americas, corn, beans, squash, greens, herbs, and seeds, and are passionate about the idea that Latin people in America, specifically Mexicans, need to ditch the fast food and return to their own culture's food roots for both physical health and spiritual fulfillment. This vegetarian cookbook features over 100 colorful recipes based on Mesoamerican cuisine and also includes contributions from indigenous cultures throughout the Americas. Steeped in history but very much rooted in the contemporary world, Decolonize Your Diet will introduce readers to the energizing, healing properties of a plant-based Mexican-American diet. Climate Healers invites you to join them on the Movement Monday today from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, dedicated time to get together on specific topics, discuss, exchange questions, answers, and co-create the path to a vegan world. Find the link for this event in today's show notes. The Interfaith Vegan Coalition invites you to join them today online at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Interfaith Vegan Coalition helps activists and spiritual leaders bring vegan values to spiritual, ethical, and religious communities. The guiding ideals of most traditions are nonviolence, loving kindness, and harmlessness. They work with all faith and secular wisdom traditions to help them practice these ideals towards all animals. They have religion-specific advocacy kits that help you veganize your place of worship. The coalition meets today and every month on the second Monday. And at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, In Defense of Animals invites you to join them online for the Vegan Mentor Support Group. Whether you're new to veganism and could use support, or you've been vegan for years, join their monthly mentorship group for guidance and community. Facilitated by Leah Wilburn, Farmed Animal Campaign Coordinator, and Lisa Levinson, Campaigns Director, who bring years of experience and passion for animal rights, health, and sustainability. Join a welcoming, informal space to get guidance and connect with like-minded people. And remember, compared to a meat eater, a vegan produces 50% less CO2, uses 1/11th the oil, 1/13th the water, and 1/18th the land. Put another way, every day a vegan saves 1,100 gallons of water, 40 pounds of grain, 30 square feet of forested land, 20 pounds of CO2, and one animal's life. And here's a poem for today by Robert Lee Frost, The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves, no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that taking the road of veganism will make all the difference.